أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قيل يا نوح اهبط بسلام منا وبركات عليك وعلى أمم ممن معك وأمم سنمتعهم ثم يمسهم منا عذاب أليم تلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيها إليك ما كنت تعلمها أنت ولا قومك من قبل هذا فاصبر إن العاقبة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 48 and 49 of Surah Hud, the termination of the discussion of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam after the floods had come to an end and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the earth to swallow its water, the clouds to stop the rain, and everything subsided. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Qeel, it was said to Nuh alayhi salam, Ya Nuh uhbit bi salamin minna wa barakatin alayka wa ala umamin mimman ma'ak. O Nuh, you should now disembark. But how this disembarkment should be? Bisalamim minna, with peace from us, peace from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa barakatin alayk, secondly, barakat, blessings upon you. Wa ala umamim mimman ma'ak, and upon the different communities from those who are with you. Nuh alayhi salam had gone through this 950 years of da'wat, ridicule, arrogance, persecution of his people. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that now there will be this peace and this barakat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not that it was not there before. Before, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's blessing upon Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was the steadfastness, the patience and the perseverance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. But now that extends, and that extends to the umam. Now the people that were with Nuh alayhi salam in Ma'riful Quran, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah says, to the maximum was 80 people. But these 80 people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ala umam. Umam is the plural of the word ummatun. Umma means a nation. Upon the nations, upon the communities from those that are with you. Now, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, we all know, was known as Abul Bashar al-Thani, the second Adam alayhi salam, in different terms, that now the whole of mankind had been destroyed. Only those on the ark with Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to put barakah in this, and they are going to be those people that will be observing the commandments of Allah, bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this salamat and this barakat will continue. However, there will be others, wa umamun sanumatti'uhum, and then there will be also groups of people, communities, that we will grant them enjoyment for a short time. ثُمَّ يَمَسُّهُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Then from our side, a painful punishment will afflict them. Those are the disbelievers. So here Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, he became the second father of mankind. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is some of the information of the unseen. نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ, that we had revealed to you. Remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived 40 years in Makkah Mukarrama before Nubuwat. Remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was untutored. There was no ustad, he could not write. But then how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrating all of this? وَلَقَدْ رَسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ. Right up to here, he is reciting this entire narration of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. In number one, the most eloquent of ways. Number two, the words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is all coming from the ghaib. This is all coming from the unseen. Those who had the slightest bit of intelligence in Makkah Mukarramah would have worked out that this is from beyond insan. This is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ma kunta ta'lamuha anta, you O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not known about it. Wala qawmuka min qabli hadha, and nor had your people known about it, that this incident and these incidents actually that Allah Ta'ala have narrated in the surah, the people of Makkah also were not aware of it. Now for them it was simple that they ought to have checked these informations, the accuracy of the information against the information of the Ahl-e Kitab, and they would have come to know very easily that this is Wahi and this is Kitab from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reveals this to console our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are going through this persecution in Makkah, but my banda Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had gone through the same. I had granted him the victory over his people. I had then granted him success, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, Fasbir, hold on, be perseverant, persevere. Inna al-aqibata lil-muttaqeen, certainly the good result will be for the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, those who have that fear and that khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will be certainly the successful ones. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in one single incident and all these incidents, Allah ta'ala shows the truth of nubuwat. Allah ta'ala consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as a matter of fact, the sahaba and all those that endeavor to do the work of deen, that they will be success, and Allah ta'ala will grant respite, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will certainly grant success to all those that do this work for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they persevere in the path of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.